Hey everyone, Steve Blank here, and you're listening to the Cannabis Today podcast. I wanted to take a moment to quickly remind you all that the Cannabis World Congress and Business Exposition returns to the Jacob Javits Center in New York City this November 4th through 6th. You can register now at cwcbexpo.com. Use promo code CANNA today to get a complimentary 3-day expo pass or save 20% on your 3-day conference pass. As always, don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe on all of your favorite social and streaming platforms. We hope you enjoy this edition of the Cannabis Today podcast. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to the Cannabis Today podcast. I'm Steve Blank. Cannabis Today delivers cannabis industry, community, culture, and news media. If you or someone you know has a story to share with the cannabis community, visit canna-today.com/join. As always, please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast and join the conversation by connecting with us on social media. On this edition of the podcast, we're joined by Derek from Cannabusters, live from the show floor of the Cannabis World Congress and Business Exposition. Join us at the CWCB Expo this May 28th through 30th in New York City. Use promo code CANNA today, that's one word, CANNA today, when you check out at cwcbexpo.com and save 20% on your 3-day expo pass or your professional pass, which includes 3-day access to the show floor as well as access to the keynotes, industry update, and networking mixer. The Cannabusters apply an approach to odor elimination that's backed by years of scientific testing and real-world application with a track record of success stories. In short, if odor is a problem, Cannabusters is the solution. Enjoy.
Sweet. Thanks for making the time. But let me begin by just giving you an opportunity to reintroduce yourself to everybody.
Excellent, Steve. Thanks again for having me on the show. A lot of great stuff is really going on with Cannabusters. I got to tell you, we have some trials in place. We have some full-on installations in place. And it's just absolutely phenomenal. During flower and harvest, when these guys stand outside the exhaust fan of the greenhouse, the Cannabusters is on, they smell nothing. All the odor is completely oxidized and eliminated.
Let's peel that back for everybody who isn't already familiar. What is Cannabusters?
Yes, Cannabusters is oxidative odor elimination. What we do is we have patented activated iodine-2 that oxidizes everything on contact, molecule by molecule, and thereby eliminating the odor by changing those molecules and reducing them to their component elements.
I think it's worth differentiating a little bit because you kind of broke that down for me in New York 19, the different types of odor reduction or elimination products that are available and sort of the categories that they fall in, be it masking. You gave the example of this almost encapsulation-like aspect where we'll hold that odor inside of this bubble here.
And you have a good memory, Steve.
And then once it lands to the carpet and I kick it up or we run the vacuum, we're back in trouble, right?
Back in trouble. So, excellent setup. Thanks, buddy. Carbon filtration has been the go-to. Carbon filtration works until it doesn't. The idea is that the carbon is porous, it traps the odor molecules, and therefore you have no odor. At some point, however, the carbon becomes loaded and can absorb no more odor molecules, and now you have no odor control. When does that happen? There's no way to predict. I'll tell you that 6 months is a typical time frame, but one of the companies I worked with said we're recommending a 3-month changeout of the carbon filtration in this particular grow facility. I said, that's great. What's the cost? $16,000 a changeout times 4. So it's not a long-term tenable situation, and it doesn't work in greenhouses because you have to have so much air exchange, typically an air exchange a minute. So carbon simply is not cost-effective, not effective at all. So let's put that aside. Let's talk about other products in the marketplace. As you mentioned a moment ago, Steve, there are folks that are spraying fragrance. They'll say, no, this is not a fragrance. It's a botanical extract, or it's an essential oil. And then you smell it, and you go, oh, no, it's a fragrance. It's a fragrance. I smell it. And their idea is that they're either going to, A, mask or cover, which doesn't eliminate anything, or they're going to try to encapsulate. And you're pretty sharp. You remembered that piece. And the idea is that they'll wrap this product around an odor molecule. It becomes heavy. It falls to the ground. But fact is, it's going to unencapsulate, and you'll have odor, old odor along with new odor. What we bring to the table is completely revolutionary. It's disruptive in the space. And you, when you disrupt a space, you change the rules, and others can't play. We're changing the rules, my friend, because we are eliminating odor by reducing the molecules of odor to their essential elements, and there will be no smell, and there is no smell.
Absolutely. So let's exemplify some of that and maybe go the industrial grow route and how Cannabusters actually creates a solution for us. What does it look like? What does it sound like, feel like when I engage Cannabusters and you guys help me control odor at my grow?
So we are always going to target air that is being exhausted from the facility. Easiest go-to and the thing we like to do best of all is exhaust fans. So we're going to put a high-pressure misting ring, 1,000 PSI water, dose our Cannabusters into that water. When that exhaust fan turns on, carrying air that's either too humid, too hot, or whatever, out through the fan, we push the Cannabusters into that exiting airstream, and simply all the odor is completely oxidized and it's gone. There is no smell whatsoever. So we can do that in vent ridges or roof vents of greenhouses. We can do it on top of a building. I did that in Cathedral City. Exhaust fans for an extraction facility. We can do it in exhaust fans, as I mentioned. That's kind of our favorite thing to do. But it doesn't matter where or how. As long as we are touching the air, the odorous molecules with the iodine-2, they are reduced, they are oxidized, they don't exist. There is no smell.
Nice. And new things on the horizon for Cannabusters in the retail space, if I'm not mistaken. That I just said is pretty much the extent to which I can speak to that. So all industrial applications aside, can you tell me a little bit about what's new now next on the retail side of Cannabusters?
Absolutely, Steve. So this show is actually our 20th trade show this year in the cannabis space. We've been road dogs. And everybody has clamored for a retail product because as one guy, he approached the booth and he was giving me high five nuts. What's going on, man? And I'm thinking, who are you? He goes, I have to tell you, I left with a little bottle of your product from the last show. I had just finished smoking a blunt in the car. Red lights came on in the rearview mirror. Panic time. No, he broke out his Cannabusters. He sprayed the inside of the car, he opened the window, called me, and said, yes, officer, can I help you? Because there was no smell. So it will be rolling out Q1 of next year, and it's just going to take the world by storm because it's such a phenomenal product.
Yeah, I can't too much further than I already have speak scientifically or technically to the effectiveness of Cannabusters other than to communicate the example through which I was introduced, and I'm sure you're all too familiar, was the ammonia test. Was a couple of sprays or drops of that good old ammonia on a paper towel, which is all but offensive by the time it reaches your nasal palate. Three sprays of Cannabusters, maybe a second and a half of waving that paper towel in the wind, and smelled like nothing.
People love that little napkin demo. And I'll tell you, Steve, what happens is, in the science really drilled down, when the active iodine-2, which is an oxidizer, gentle, touches anything organic, molecule by molecule, the science is that it actually pulls out the hydrogen piece of the molecule, which then is reduced or dismantled to its component parts. And therefore, the napkin you mentioned, there is no more ammonia on the napkin. It has been oxidized. And that's what we're doing, whether it's the world of trash or wastewater or composting or you name it, and particularly now, cannabis.
Nice. Where can we, or how can we get in touch with you or learn more about all things Cannabusters, whether it's websites, social medias, emails, all that good stuff?
Website, thecannabusters.com. My email, Derek@thecannabusters.com. And hope to have a social media presence soon. Right. We've been too busy doing trade shows.
Road dog life, yeah. Road dogs here. Let me pick your brain then. A couple aspects of the show. Before I cut you loose, any aha moments? Every time I come to one of these, I think I've heard it all, and somebody introduces me to a new service, insight, product, concept that all but makes my head spin. Any new and interesting moments for you here?
You know, I can't speak to that, but I will tell you that a lot of people left our booth with that aha moment.
I'm sure. Cool. Well, are you guys joining the rest of the gang and just run fleeing right for the airport after you get out of here?
Yeah, Mike's after out tomorrow and I'm out tonight, so we have time to break down the booth and maybe have a bite to eat before we fly our separate ways. He back to Canada, me back to California.
Last question. I like to give people a window into the who is behind these things and the why. And you're an example of a superior product, I would say, and the example that I give where some products and services win because they're the cheapest, some win because they're undeniably superior. Somewhere in the middle is customer experience, and within that is who you're working with. So to exemplify that, you may have paid more to get less because you had a good connection with who it was behind that. So in this particular case, Cannon Busters is affordable. Cannon Busters is a superior product. But to give window to who's behind it, can you draw any correlation to between what fulfills you about what you do today and the kind of stuff that made you tick as a young man before you looked at the girls in a new light or before school curriculum really accelerated? Any connections that you can correlate?
That, my friend, is an excellent question.
Maybe we'll save that for the long-form interview, the remote.
I gotcha. Serving people is what I'm about. Loving people is what I'm about. And this product gives me the opportunity to just love on people and be of service to them and to make a difference in the world.
Nice. Well, whether it's on the industrial side of things or the retail products that will be available, hopefully by the time MJ Biz Las Vegas is around, but at the very least Q1, if you have questions, absolutely do not hesitate to reach out to the ever personable Derek at thecanofbusters.com. Anything I would be remiss to not have asked today or anything you might want to kick me swiftly in the behind for not have having shared on the platform this afternoon?
Steve, you do always a phenomenal job, and I thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, sir.
Right on. Thanks for joining me in these last few minutes, and big thanks to Mike for handling the load while we sit over here in Hollywood land. Awesome. Dirk from the Cannon Busters, thanks again. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Steve. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Ciao.